You know, we follow the lectionary the best we can, and this week the lectionary is talking about Psalm 91. Now, the lectionary kind of picks out some verses here and there all through Psalm 91, but I really don't like to take the particular part of Scripture and just pick out a couple things and maybe end up with a pretext. So I like to share the whole reading of Psalm 91, New Living Translation. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with His wings. He will shelter you with His feathers. His faithful promises are your most armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the fear danger of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000s are dying around you, these evils will not touch you, but you will see it with your eyes, and you will see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your dwelling, for He orders His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. If you trample down lions and poisonous snakes, you will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. And when they call upon me, I will answer, and I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a long life and give them my salvation. May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 91. Right down below Psalm 91 is Psalm 92, naturally. And a couple of the verses there just touched me this morning as I was reading it. And verse 1, it says, It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. I think that's the gospel that we're all called to share. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the online Old Testament reading. God bless. God loves you, and so do we.